Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Welcome back to Standard Edish, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week.
Beak by beak.
Damn it. That was a pretty good one. Yeah. That's Jackie.
That's Billy.
I'm me.
And I'm Kaylee.
We're playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, I like how Alan is always the one true Alan. Like, that's Alan.
And it's me.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I thought about Me Wake the other day. Did you ever keep going in Me Wake, or did you get too deep in Baldur's Gate?
Yeah, no, I finished Me Wake original. I never played
You didn't get to the second one?
Me Wake Dose. No. I never got to. No, I never got to. I feel like it was on the list, and then, yeah. Just slipped through my hands. I'll have to get back into it.
I have been juggling a side game since our last recording.
I think
recording.
It's called the side piece.
Side piece.
Yeah. Is that what that means?
Yes. Yeah. On the side.
Before you tell us about it, hold on. Let me tell you, and you can regale us what the side piece is all about. I was going to say some sex things that would be stupid. So I'm just going to stop that and say instead that someone, we got a round coming to us from John, just found the show Love BG3, but love your podcast more. It's awesome. One star. Remember when we called for one star reviews?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did.
That was a good one. True. I like it. Hey, thanks, John. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
He wrote the word one star.
Okay, I thought he literally rated it one star, and I was wait, what? Okay.
I was like, what?
No. Cheers, you idiots. It's a he bought us around.
Cheers. Happy April. Belated April Fools.
Oh, shucks. I should have said that. Blah, 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 blah.
That's too late. Everyone already forgot about it. What is it, like the third? Yeah.
Yeah, we already lived that garbage.
Yeah.
Threw it in the trash.
Get out of here.
It's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Jackie,
what are you playing? Planet Coaster.
Planet Coaster, not what I would have guessed. Okay.
Planet Coaster.
Now we're in the shit. Tell us all about your little indie coaster tycoon or whatever you got.
Is this what it is?
It's essentially, I mean, I've never played Roller Coaster Tycoon, but
that was a good time.
No, it was a good time.
That's middle school level. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
Something like that.
You build theme parks. And I have a real, real soft spot, and can very easily get addicted to any kind of sim game. Even something as boring as SimCity, I was super addicted to for a little while there. So, like, Jimbo had just on a whim downloaded, it might have been on like PS Plus or something, like Planet Coaster for console. And it's so dumb, and I always skip through the dialogue, but I really just like, you know, min-maxing the profits and the guest happiness and the employee happiness and all the rides. And I hate building paths. If anyone has played this game on console, the path editor is the worst thing in the world. It's very painful. Like, you know, you're like, you want it to connect here, but it can't because it's intersecting with the... It's inside baseball and it's dumb. But Planet Coaster.
Planet Coaster.
Nice.
Did you not finish Outer Wilds?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Finito.
Review of the ending.
Super cool. The little like musical dream.
I want to play it still.
Okay. I wasn't gonna really give anything away. But
okay, go ahead then.
It it was a fun scene. fun scene to move through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Very unexpected sort of ending. It's just like mm-hmm. a little existential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, play it. Alan, play it.
I will. Did you play
it's on the list.
Majora's Mask yet?
No.
No. Okay. Well, there no. you go.
I'll work on it. I'll work on that.
You know what I randomly played the other day as my little side action was Luigi's Mansion 3.
Oh, yeah. God.
Those guys know how to build a game. That is a fun little game. Lots of really clever puzzles and cute design and art. Just the way Luigi like slowly walks around and tiptoeing and he's all scared of everything. Right. It's genius. Great animation.
Yeah, I played one of those, one of the installments. I don't know, whichever the one where he has like his like mimic. His
Oh, that's this one. His
oh, goo, that's this one.
The,
okay.
The goo one. Goo,
yeah, the goo. Luigi. Yeah. Flubber. The Flubber.
Yeah, exactly.
Luigi. Yeah. Okay. Oh. No, that was great. I love that game. Yeah. That was we.
That's
I think
cool.
It was, I think it's almost like a co-op game. I think we might have.
You can.
Karen and I might have played, but it's not like completely co-op. I feel like maybe Luigi couldn't do a lot of the stuff, maybe, but it wasn't too bad. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
So is that kind of like the spell gaseous form, except instead of gas, it's like flubber?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
so
you
can go through grates and stuff, but then certain elements will destroy his form. Yes. Oh. You want to get into it? Well, BG3.
I mean, no rush.
Yeah.
Let's rush it. Rush the
blue.
Rush
Luigi.
The,
be,
rush
the gauntlet. Bald.
Gauntlet.
Bald-y-gy.
Yeah, thank you. The gauntlet. Mm.
The trials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, one has a vacuum and one has sex scenes, so they're a little different.
And they both suck. Just because.
Sex scene.
They're sucking in both of them.
Oh, sure.
I think that's what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
You're
better at the jokes.
No, I think you really are. Okay, I'm just trying to get us back to where we left off here.
Raphael.
Yeah, on the way to
right.
The crypt, the kind of big crypt, the mausoleum that we're headed to.
Yes,
Raphael is kind of chilling outside to give you a warning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Alan, you remember what he warns you about?
He basically warned you about someone inside the mausoleum who he wants to get taken care of. Well, he propositions you to basically take this guy out, but he's very afraid of him, and he seems like it's a big baddie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually Asterion's part of my I swapped out Karlak for a bit to get Asterion, which has actually been really great in this whole area just because it's his lockpicking abilities, but he's pretty down with taking out the proposition. He seems like he wants something out of it too. With Raphael, had spoken to him about it earlier in the camp, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I forget what the guy's name though. What the baddie's name was?
It's an Orthon. I don't think we got the name,
but
he tells us it's a thing called
There's a creature.
Oh yeah, he didn't.
A creature.
Raphael didn't tell us his name, but if you find him, I think you learn his name.
Yeah.
Probably.
Cool. Yeah, so he's in the beginning of the mausoleum before you go in, and, you know, I think you can accept her, you know, his proposition there.
Yeah. Asterion wants to know what the scars on his back say.
Yeah, which I was like, what?
You got AF.
You got, like, demonic runes carved into your back. What is this shit?
Right. Have you guys
and he doesn't know what they say. Oh, it's so creepy.
Have you guys talked to him too about vampires? I assume you've gone through like, hey, how do you become a vampire and etc. And he kind of talks about how it's really difficult because it's seemingly easy. You have to get a vampire to offer up letting you drink their blood after, I think it's that cycle. But really the point of it is that he talks about like the power struggle and that no vampire would want to create another vampire out there because of that power struggle. They'd want to keep mm-hmm. you as their kind of underling, whatever the term is in this world.
Spawn. Yeah. Yeah. Spawn. Yeah.
So it made me kind of wonder, I don't know if you guys got this far with him. Do you know how he actually became a vampire, or are these runes maybe connected to how he got it because of that kind of like, how did he convince somebody, you know?
He's not, he is a spawn.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He's not a vampire.
Mm-mm. No, he's like
a... also just a spawn. Okay. He's just didn't get that. Oh,
yeah. Right. Cazador.
Well, missed that part.
Yeah. I think he tells you something along the lines of like something about him wanting to escape from basically the control that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was creator. The parasite. So like if you mm-hmm. are a full vampire and you create vampire spawn, you have like control over them. Is that right?
Yeah.
You can control them. But I think Astarion broke free from Cazador's control because of the parasite. Oh. Is that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Sounds accurate.
Okay. And he can, sounds like, right. That's why he can be in daylight now.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird.
Yeah.
Wait, so is the, in this lore, the daylight is like a mental hurdle? Or you're just saying the parasite even protects him from daylight?
I think the parasite's even protecting him from daylight.
Okay, gotcha.
Or maybe it's, yeah, oh yeah, it must be the parasite itself, because that was even pre-artifact for him.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And theoretically, I guess the artifact wants to keep us all protected, but like, if, yeah. Anyway, like, would the artifact really care about like one person? I don't know. Because it always protects us as a party.
That's true.
I did not tell you guys when we last recorded about, I did a little extra credit. So in addition to exploring the Shadowlands, I went back to the monastery because I really wanted the weapon for Shadowheart, and I knew how to get it so I could kind of speed run it. So Kaylee told us about going into the artifact and meeting the person, right? Meeting your dream visitor, like in person, mm-hmm. and the choice whether to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't kill yours, right, Kaylee?
No,
I did.
Oh,
oh,
yeah. Whoa. I quick saved. But I killed them, and they just like. Respawned.
Oh.
So
it's not a real choice, or it is a choice?
It is a choice. They just like reanimated. I don't remember exactly how the video was cut together, but it was like I stabbed them and then they were just okay and not stabbed. And they were like, so... you would kill me. You are not to be trusted. That's interesting. I thought better of you. You know, so it was like I lost some brownie points with my dream visitor.
Gotcha.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then we went back out and tried to explain, like, no, we tried to kill them. It didn't work. But then, you know, the Githanki still wanted to attack.
Interesting.
Oh, that's interesting. So you have to you end up having to kill that whole crush anyway, uh-huh. because like they don't believe you probably.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, well that yeah, justifies mm-hmm. me trying to piss off Lacketh as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I wonder if that which playthrough did you keep, Jackie?
I went forward with that. Yeah.
With the one where you did mm-hmm. kill but let respawn.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious if there will be anything that comes later where just that,
yeah.
Like their memory of it actually affects anything or not, or if it's kind mm-hmm. of a one where it would have affected too much story and they're like, all right, we're going to let, you know,
do maybe
we're going to acknowledge right, yeah. they did it, but we are not actually, it's not a real path. It's just like, now yeah. we bump you back on, mm-hmm. which, you know, is fair. You can only do so much. I'm just curious if it'll have a couple changes at the very end,
yeah.
when you maybe have to do something with that character, or maybe they don't trust you now or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weapon called the Blood of Lathander?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mayhew wrote in and told us a little more about it, and that was a great time to tell you a little bit more about the weapon that you went back for. Just wanted to point out that the blood of Lathander has another powerful ability that Kaylee didn't mention. Once per long rest, if the wielder has 0 hit points, they are revived to full health, or maybe half, and heal everyone near them for a fair amount. You should go back and get it if you can. So there you go.
That did not happen.
Oh, you had it and you don't think it happened?
I had it and Shadowheart went down and just stayed down.
Okay, hang on a second here. Are we sure that the blood of Lathander...
No, I don't know if that's the... I think it's that weapon, but I don't know. You guys are the ones who went there.
Or is 95% sure.
Is it like a...
I didn't go back.
People who can answer this.
Yeah,
It does say it on the item description, which I've looked up now and am reading. It does say that once per long rest, when your hit points are reduced to 0, you regain 2 to 12 hit points. Allies within 9 meters also regain 1 to 6 hit points. Or those numbers probably change depending.
Maybe,
on your character.
You know,
yeah, I'm sure.
It's possible that it happened so fast. You know how like sometimes these chain reactions like happen really fast?
Yeah.
Maybe that happened and I didn't realize it, and then she went down a bit later in the fight.
Yeah. That could have totally been what happened. Something to pay attention to. I did not even notice that in the description. Billy, who was that who wrote in?
Mayhew.
Thank you, Mayhew. That is very useful.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning.
We are.
Alrighty. Jackie, you took us to the past, back to the present. So we went into the mausoleum. We've been warned that there's a big bad about. Mm-hmm. And if you are interested in our pale friend's side quests, you probably want to look for the big bad.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're not, this whole area is basically a Shadowheart lore fest.
Yeah, really.
Who, did you just boo?
I did just boo.
Oh my god.
I mean, we're getting a lot of we did go to another temple already with Shadowheart and her just this year's sort of already. So this is kind of doubling down on that. This is more so though.
Yeah.
This is for yourself.
This is full
more
on
more than the dark.
Yeah. This is really going there.
Yeah, yeah.
So are they the I know they're not specifically maybe, but kind of like, are they the necromancers of this lore? Is that?
No, I don't think that's quite right. So they worship they worship the goddess of darkness.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And who's like, not necessarily the goddess
of Balthazar has just got a bunch of people with him. Is that just because he's...
Balthazar himself is a necromancer.
He is the necromancer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But then the House of Healing...
Those guys were
just practicing. Those people were dead.
Were
the sisters
were
dead.
I think they were.
Because
yeah,
you can turn them. You
undead.
Can turn them as
Shadowheart. I think
Shadowheart.
All of the Ketherick Thorm family.
Yeah, they're all dead. The whole area
are all necromancer like.
It's our necromancer level, right? Like if this were Skyrim and you follow the quest for a while, they're always gonna like Bethesda's gonna have like a deep necromancer quest. We're like, what? The necromancers infiltrated the Mage's Guild? Like that's always a surprise to these guys. They should really like start watching that. I feel like that's where we are. Like it was giving me obviously there's dead, but I more mean we're about the point in a story where it's like it's time for the necromancer quest.
Yeah. This is the necromancer quest. I buy that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, we're in the mausoleum. People are popping up. Did you guys find Arabella, the little druid out front, who wants you to help find her parents?
Oh right, yeah. That was before the graveyard, though, or like the cemetery or section.
Yeah, that's outside the house.
Yeah, on the path to it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, she has some like, she got some druid skills now, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Learned them.
Something to do with the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was from the grove, though, right? Like she picked up the.
She's the one who stole the idol, and you saved her from the snake.
Yep.
So she got like some powers passed on somehow. And she made pretty sure work those like shadow,
the Dementors.
Guys. The Dementors, yeah.
Yes.
I was trying to think of the word. I was like, yeah, you know, the Dementors.
The Dementors and the Whomping Willow things that come out of the ground.
pretty much. But yeah, she asks you to find her parents, which you do find in the worst place, which is the House of Healing.
Mm-hmm.
And they are no longer...
They're not healed.
Dead.
They are not. Although, you know, the nurse might think so.
I guess it depends on your school of thought.
Yeah, yeah. True. And then I think you can send them back to the camp, which I did. And then you can break the news, which I guess you can decide not to, or I told them that
I told
them. They did. They go.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was another choice there, though.
Yeah, did you continue different. That quest, Kaylee?
Oh, okay.
Arabella is dead because I slaughtered the Grove.
Oh, yeah!
So- oh, right.
So, yeah, yes. Kaylee took a different
Arabella.
I love how you just leaned slightly into your mic.
Nope. Nope.
As a reminder,
I'm a bad person.
Is dead.
She sent
my last email.
Santa to Arabella.
The Grove is gone. The Grove is gone.
Yeah, Grove is gone.
Did you? So, Alan,
including children,
or Billy? Did you send?
I just did what Alan did. The most basic stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Do you have her powers now?
Send it back. Oh, do I?
You can get her powers.
Oh yeah,
if you keep talking to her.
Oh yeah, I did that. Once you give her the news, I think you can get. I think that's like the deal. She's like, you can learn some of my powers if you find my parents or something like that. Maybe I know that's some trade there.
Maybe I did. I honestly just owl bear with my druid, so I don't really think about it too much.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have, if any of you have played with a druid that can owl bear now, but I love this attack that I won't remember the name, but it essentially is your new jump. Is like a flight dive bomb, and it can knock people prone, and you can like hit people all over the map and get there right away, and then your bear, as a tank, can like charge into a fight, knock someone prone. It's just like the World of Warcraft tanks. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, you could like, they would have like a charge ability that would stun someone for minutes. You could get your tank like right in, they kind of like stun the person they're attacking, and that way draw all the aggro and stuff. So it reminds me of that, and you like kind of fly in. And so anyway, point being, my druid just uses no spells. It's a full-on bestiary kind of class.
Oh, nice.
I wonder if Halston can do that. I should bring him back into my party.
He can.
Cool.
Yeah, he might, because he's a high level. He's got to be able to have it.
Sick.
Guys, there's a lot of traps in here.
There's so many traps.
So many traps in the mausoleum.
Especially around Isabel's crypt.
Yes. Her coffin.
Oh, right. Is this, right before
the little puzzle?
It's like the little puzzle. The little puzzle,
Yeah. You kind of have to go from room to room to sort of like, I don't know, read his diaries and figure out how many kinds of fucked up this guy is. Which is a lot.
And like the pictures on the wall you need to read and kind of think about them. Their stages of his life, and then you.
Yep.
I'm curious if this was more obvious on PC. There are buttons by the pictures, it never like indicated there were buttons. So I thought like reading the pictures was doing something, but it wasn't. And so eventually I was stuck so long, I had to look up the puzzle. I had all the logic correct. I just had no idea there were buttons. So I had to like go into the special mode and like rub the wall to find like that there's a button and then click it. Alan, did you get stuck with that on console?
I had to look this up because I was stuck in those three rooms and I'm like, what am I missing? There's got to be a way in. And the only other interaction was those paintings with the light with the buttons. I did get to the buttons, but then I think I just must have done it in like the wrong order. I tripped one of us, you know, tripped the goddamn fence or whatever, because I didn't want to go and disarm every 17 of them in that one room. and then it was just like, we were all just like, I'm not going back in there. So then I think I came back after I looked it up and I was like, hit it in this order. And then something happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it opens up and you can go to the mausoleum then.
I had trouble remembering what order I just attempted. I was like, wait, did I just do this? Is this the third time I'm trying the same one? But yeah, I got in.
I think the for my first playthrough, which got to this spot, got past this part, it took that time. It took me a long time to find the buttons. I was like, the fuck am I supposed to do in here with these paintings? I've just spent 20 goddamn minutes disarming every trap. Mm-hmm. Like, right. What is going on? Like, oh, buttons. And so it's like, it did take
buttons.
Buttons. So this time I knew that there were buttons. And so I was like, I'm gonna press the buttons. I still got the order wrong the first time though. So, you know. But yeah, I did definitely spend 10 minutes with Asterion just disarming everything in that room first.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
I thought that like if nobody was standing, I like went into turn-based mode and made everybody stand not on a slab on the floor. Mm-hmm. And then like push the thing, it's still like set off the blindness bomb. Like what?
Oh, really?
That's so frustrating.
I don't even know what that was, but I think that was probably just because I was hitting it in the wrong order.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think if you hit it in the wrong order, something does happen to you. So
maybe that's what happened to me at some point. Because I didn't get it the right order, and then I also didn't disarm everything, which is, I feel like if they perceive it, then they shouldn't be able to walk on it. And maybe that is the case, but I feel like it doesn't always happen.
That would be a good patch.
You just perceived it and everyone knows. I know. I think everyone
Why would you walk over it?
Or maybe if only the people that perceived it and correctly got it can go around it, and the people that got a fail on that roll. I don't know. I feel like it sometimes it's just like, even if I don't disarm it.
I don't know. That would be clever. Yeah.
I don't think it's that clever.
Is it just annoying? I kind of wonder if it's
bumbling through
just
all the
really
traps
hard
that
to
we
program
perceived.
Them all having that pathfinding ability. And
they do.
We should just be bringing only one person in, but I just don't think I don't even remember how to do that. I just know you guys talked about it, that you can like leave everybody behind and be one person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's like I don't know where it is on PC, on PlayStation. There is a button underneath all of the character portraits to like separate the group.
Yeah. So when you're selecting who to play as, I think it's L2. Yeah. It'll show at the bottom, like, square to group and triangle to split.
Okay.
So you can put each person doing individual things. Nobody will move. Nobody will follow anyone that's not grouped.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be really important in one of our first trials here.
Yes.
I think that's the way to go.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
While we're still just talking traps, am I stupid to be disarming them one by one? Like, or is that really just what you do?
I don't know any other way to do that.
Yeah. It felt right, but then it also felt like by the time I was doing like my 30th in a row and the gameplay was just me clicking and then skipping dice rolls and then clicking, I was like, am I being dumb? This is starting to feel like I'm being dumb.
I was hoping there was a better way.
Yeah.
But, you know, Kaylee Jack would be like, oh, why are you doing it one by one?
That's exactly. It's like, didn't you guys hit square to group or whatever? I don't know.
There's a lot of goddamn traps in that room.
No, there really are.
I'm just glad that you don't need a trap disarm toolkit for every single one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Right, somehow in this room, mine broke or lost or something. Do I need to like fast travel to a store to get more, or what's? Am I screwed now?
I think they break when you fail the check.
Yeah, I do think that's what happened.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
I was wondering why like they weren't getting used every time I disarmed something.
Okay. I think that's how that works.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But like, Billy, you don't loot stuff. You gotta loot stuff.
No, I'm looting. I just don't see that.
I'm looting. I'm sending the camp.
Yeah, I'm sending the camp. I'm not finding trap disarming tools that often.
It's not very often, but they do have them scattered around. I think I've only ever found them. You can buy them, but
I always buy them. I always buy lockpicks and trap disarm when I find them.
So I guess I need to, and you can fast travel out of a dungeon like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't tried, but probably.
Okay. Wait, so you find, I mean, you must have found
No,
the
I
right
did.
Point.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've just been
yeah.
I've been setting off traps and just not caring after I broke all my trap tools in this room and then in our next room that gets really annoying with traps. And I definitely got super stuck. I don't know if you guys want to go there now that we've solved our painting puzzle, but it opens another chamber that you can go into. And that one has a little statue in the center. The dialogue in this room that from your friends was really confusing me for a while. I don't know if it confused you guys first time, where it's like they keep, now I wish I wrote it down, but they keep talking about the like circle of light and they're like, the circle of light, that must be it. And then you're like, well, I guess I'll try to walk towards it. And then you just get blown back. And then they're like, we should stop walking towards it so that we don't get blown back. And then as you look around the room and try to solve it, they go, that circle of light, that must be it. So then you're like, oh, am I missing something with the circle of light? And then you try to do it again and you just get blown back. And I'm like, oh my God, stop yelling that like every three. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Really I actually had to look this one up too. And then I felt kind of stupid because it wasn't that complicated. But I think because I lost my trap disarming capabilities, this room got too frustrating that I just had to like figure out what was going on. Tell me, someone who did it correctly, how did it go for you?
I remember second time coming to this, I remembered how to do it from the first time. But the first time that I did it, I remember it taking me quite a long time. I was just like, especially because I think when I did it the first time, because there's two rings, right? So when you finally get to the end of the puzzle, there's two rings of light surrounding the statue. They're invisible because all of the other magical lights are on. And so the trick is to get those magical lights to lower so you can turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think when I did it the first time, I was really confused because I looked into the opening of the first ring. I didn't know it because I couldn't see it. And like kept getting bounced back at different distances. So it was like really confusing at first. And then I was like, well, fuck this place. I'm just going to go somewhere else, see what's around here. And then I was like, here's a lever. Oh, it puts the light down. I should probably turn that off. But then I think there was multiple blindness bombs and things like that that were triggered in the attempt. And then I was like, I need to disable these traps before I walk over them continuously. So it was trial and error.
Okay. See, I didn't get that far. I think I just like left this room and was like, oh. I got the lever part though. I got the lever, but then I just started turning them on and I was like, oh, that's maybe doing something. Let's keep going down this
hall. Wait, how did you get out of there then? Because I don't think you can.
Is there no other way to get out of there?
I thought that was the only way out of there.
Because I thought the two doors that
you open you like open it by solving this puzzle. I wonder if you completed it and didn't even know you did it, Alan. And then you were like, I'm bored with this, but you walked through the door.
That might be it. Because I did come back into that room and like I wasn't getting pushed back anymore. And then I didn't really do anything else with that statue or that. I forget what that's. There might have been something you can read there. I probably.
You have to eventually get to it to like flip a switch, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little like console, the purple like. Purple console in front of the statue.
Yes.
Did you go through a set of wooden doors first?
I did.
Maybe.
So there might have been, you might have bypassed it.
What?
Okay.
It depends.
Well, there's a way to bypass it though?
Because I didn't shut any of the lights. I definitely turned them all on. The ones I'd lowered, I turned on. And then like they was doing, but then I like hit a blind bomb.
Because you were like doing, like lowering it, I think does turn it off.
Okay.
But then you were turning them back on.
I was like, oh, these things are making something happen there. So you don't
only go through the huge round door?
Oh, you know, that one was locked. I couldn't go through that. The one that was like magically sealed?
Yeah, that's the puzzle door.
Oh, okay. I came up. So when I finally got through the entire trials, I opened that door from behind.
What?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait,
okay, you found like a secret entrance
What's the secret entrance? Because I went through the wooden doors as well, but it felt like a dead end to me. So how did you guys get through there?
Let me see. But this is all to get to what's his face.
Kaylee
right?
is exactly. dying to talk.
I'm so excited.
I actually like Alan trying to piece it together.
No, it's brilliant.
More than
wanna...
Kaylee just dropping knowledge. And then Kaylee, you fix it.
I just remember this piece that I hope everyone else did too.
I'm just so tickled that like you are because I think I went to the Wooden Doors my first playthrough.
He like went through a secret passage and he's just like, well, this is boring. I'll go down this secret hallway.
Let me just
bail
on this. Love it. No, continue.
I can't remember the exact details of what actually I did. I guess I must have went, I didn't go through those main doors, so I must have went through another set of doors. I did get to Balthazar though by like going through this like more cavernous area with a bunch of mushrooms.
Oh.
And I like hopped down the mushrooms, and then there was a door there eventually that opened up that you could lockpick. And I think
where was this door?
That led to Balthazar.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you fought a thing. You fought a powerful enemy called a cloaker.
Yeah.
Oh,
I did that.
The stingray thing.
Oh, I saw that guy, but I didn't fight him. I just...
You're able to avoid him? Okay.
I just peaced out.
I love how I went this way and I fought him and didn't find the door or something. And then somehow... Is the door really obvious? I wonder if I just failed the lockpick and gave up. I guess I can't
remember. When you go through those double wooden doors from that puzzle, the initial puzzle room, there are
from Isabel's tomb?
No, the statue room.
The statue room.
The one that like
the ring of lights,
you.
The circle of lights.
Okay.
Room. Yeah. So if you go through those wooden doors, there's like a little crypt thing, and then there are mushrooms in the walls. And I think the reason like I did this the first playthrough is because I had been jumping on mushrooms in the Underdark.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah. And so, like, mm-hmm. you just jump from mushroom to mushroom, and it takes you basically the back way to Balthazar's room.
And yes, yeah. that's what
Wait,
I guess
so
that's what.
Where are these wooden doors? In the statue room with the rings of light?
So if you're coming into that room, and you're facing the magical door, the one that unlocks if you finish that thing, it's to the left.
Yeah, I think
it's
I'm
like
pretty sure
in
I went
one
to
of,
left.
Is it in one of the... Because I remember that one of the corners had, like, mushrooms already in it. One of the... Where the liver
yes,
is.
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
That
I
in that
didn't
direction.
I just see it.
Which
wow.
Big,
yeah.
Yeah. They're locked, I think. You must have had to lockpick them.
Yeah, I definitely lockpicked a ton of stuff with Asterion.
Cool.
And then, like, I remember getting into, like, that big cavern area. Mm-hmm. And Shadowheart perceived that there was a trap. And that's how I knew that that guy was there. And then I was like, I don't really want to fight with him because I just want to keep going.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah, okay. So yeah, the Underdark kind of prepared me for the jumping around the mushrooms. Yeah,
I didn't think you bypassed the whole thing, but that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So and then I finally got to the you know, the full circle, literally, because I got back and it was behind, I was behind that magic door. I'm like, oh, was this open? Hey, wait a minute. I've been here already. this lady statue again. God damn it.
I wonder if opening the doors from that side also just turned off that test.
Probably.
It probably did.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah, it did.
Sense.
Yeah, it didn't mm-hmm. repel me anymore.
Yeah.
And I was able to go up and interact with it, I think.
Bravo.
Oh, you see, I just fumbled my way into.
Well, classic Alan.
Incredible. And I, of course, just fumbled my way into failing it all and then looking up that, you know what's cool though, by looking it up, what I learned is that you can extinguish all the lights with like ice spells and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
You don't have to lower them?
You don't. You can just extinguish them. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Which was really good for me because I was out of the trap disarming, and every time I was trying to go in to find the levers, I was flipping the traps.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn blind.
You can jump over them. That's the thing.
I wasn't splitting my party, which was the problem.
Mm.
And then someone was always triggering them. Anyway, it was a nightmare. But in my process of trying to look up how to split the party, I just looked up, like, what is this room even doing? And then saw, like, oh, wait, I could use an ice spell and just stop doing this. And that seemed more fun anyway, so I just did it.
Cool. Nice.
But when you either take Alan's path or the puzzle path, before you get to Balthazar, that we've been teasing for ages, you start to fight some of Lady Char's dead. Are like being risen in these dark portals, and lore bit. Shadowheart's real confused. Why?
Yeah.
Why are Lady Char's dead? And some of these Justiciers? Right or no? Justiciers. Are these all just...
Oh.
Juicy cars.
Juicy cars? Are they all juicy cars or are they juicy sewers?
I think some of them are.
Okay, yeah. I thought so too. Yeah. I got a little confused though with... Because they're dead, right? So mm-hmm. I guess mm-hmm. I got confused that like to do lore-wise, to be a juicy car, are you dead? Or are these just revived juicy cars?
I think, yeah, they're revived juicy cars.
Maybe dried
cars. Rejuiced.
These are dry. Yeah, there you go. These are rejuiced cars.
Okay. Rehydrated.
Are these the ones that come out of the orbs, right? The ones that come out of
the portals, the little dark portals.
The portals, yeah.
Black
the
holes.
Whirlpools, the yes, dark the, whirlpools.
The ones you're actually supposed to hit.
Or killing the other yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Because there are undead that are everything bagels.
Everything.
Yeah, and
there's also
there
the undead that are kind of on your side.
That are on your side. Yeah, that's in our second chamber. Right. Yeah, so you got two like back-to-back chamber fights. And it's sort of like the first one is a warm-up teaching you what the dark portals do. And then in the next one, Balthazar's undead.
No, I didn't get that. I didn't get that tutorial. It just
Oh, right, because you came in the back door.
Yeah, I start talking to the guy and then they all like the... the justiciers come in and they portal in and then they keep portaling in.
Was that a hard fight for you having no idea what was going
on? Kill the portal.
once they actually started portaling in the first time, I kind of got it, but then at that point my party was kind of spread a little unevenly, so then it took a couple turns for me to like, all right, you two go over there, kill those, you prioritize those. Most of the undead that were on my side didn't make it all the way through the fight at all.
They're little bitches.
And they weren't even shooting the portals. I'm like, dude, shoot the portals.
Shoot the portals, guys.
Yeah. It was a little tricky trying to figure it out, but we got it. And the justiciers are like, they're like husks. Like I remember seeing they're like kind of like empty suits or something. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Turn works on them also really well.
Yeah,
actually,
I was gonna say Shadowheart is really powerful. Forgetting in this area. About
that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
She turned dead like automatically, just here. Like
Sacred Flame. Is a good one. Although it has a low hit rate. Yeah. It's like 40%. But if she can hit, it hits good.
Everything takes like double radiant damage down here.
Yeah.
Well, even more though, if you guys have the turn. Because that's an AoE, and it one-shots, like, all of them. They just disappear. True. They don't even turn for some reason. They just literally disappear. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, weird. Because other places, okay, I gotta try that. They do walk away. But down here, I noticed that. But it did. I think I also took out my own guys.
Using the if turn you dead. Raised them, I think, right? You mean you raised some dead... you mean the Balthazar skeletons.
They also got AoE too, exactly. Which I was like, okay, fine, whatever.
They're not that useful anyway.
Kind of anticipating that, I ran her off on her own little corner, and she was like holding down a little area, and then I let the skeletons do their own thing. I didn't even help those dudes, and then like the rest of my party went off on the other side.
Cool. How strategic?
Very strategic.
Yeah. We're so smart. How do I gloop? What's happening? Trap. Oh no. we're really owning this game. Yeah. We're pretty good. Then you can talk to Balthazar and he cuts his face and stuff. He's a weirdo.
Ugh.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, he's a real Hellraiser vibes.
Yeah.
He does not like you.
Mm-hmm.
He does not like you.
Mm-hmm. No. I can't accept help.
Yeah. Did you guys all? I chose to like play along. Did everyone do that, or did anybody else just like fight him or do something different?
Oh,
I didn't fight him. You know what? I think I had turned the game off by the time I finished that fight, because I don't remember this time around my conversation with Balthazar, so I must have stopped it.
Okay.
I think once I saw flesh, I was like, I don't really want to fight this guy right now.
His brother. Also,
his brother.
Oh, yeah. He's so nasty.
Which is just like a guy he like made up, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually at one point his actual brother.
It's who possible. He's That's like, true.
You know, carved just, up into pieces and
put him back together.
What does the name Balthazar just make you guys think of, like a pet dog? Because that was what I got. I'm just curious if it was only me and I was like,
oh, Balthazar.
It makes me think of like a demon, like Beelzebub or something.
Yeah, I kind of thought of that too.
I think I must have seen some like animated thing that played off of that, because now I've just got like that.
Are you thinking of like Beethoven?
No. It's a reference.
Also, first of all, that's not animated.
The 1990s classic.
You know
Beethoven?
That was a real dog, right? That's when Hollywood like used animals.
I didn't know you said animated. Did you say animated? I just heard pet dog.
It's animated. Just heard pet dog.
No,
that was a real dog.
I thought that was from our animated movies when we was kids. They hand drew those, as it turns out. Anyway, yeah, Balthazar, he's creepy. I chose to play along. One kind of interesting thing with him, it didn't really matter, but Shadowheart had this line. I was curious if this guy's happened to you, or if it was only because I was in owlbear mode, where Shadowheart like thinks out loud and says like, I don't like him, but maybe it's best to play along for now. So then I clicked play along.
Yeah.
And then it went Shadowheart disapproves. I was like, what the fuck? You just told me to do that and then you were mad about it.
Oh, weird.
What bullshit?
I feel like I'm literally playing this game to stack in your romance points. This was a classic Shadowheart move, right? Actually, it's really character fitting, I think, to be like, this is what I want. I didn't like that. Wait, what?
I feel like I probably said the same thing or whatever the next closest thing was to playing along. I don't
know. Yeah. It just seemed like the right move, because you're like, this dude's a fucking idiot. And like, he says a bunch of stuff like he's trying to strong arm you. But it's all just, you're kind of like, I'm just going to go do the trials, bud. Like, you think whatever you want. Or you could just start a fight for no reason. And it was like, nah, let's just get out of here.
I do appreciate how that's always an option. Like, you can always just start a fight.
You can just
for no reason. You know?
Yeah.
Just, sure. Why not? Like, just, I don't feel like it.
Yeah. No story. Start fight.
Yeah.
I'm curious. That's what I was kind of hoping, that Kaylee, you just were like, fuck this guy. Because I wanted to know if he was like really strong or not.
You'll Who, Balthazar?
Yeah.
You'll find out.
Oh, yeah. I see. So. Okay. Well, maybe I'll get to level up one more time before that. Maybe I'll be a
you better
owl cat bear or something.
Yeah, get another kind of bear.
Get more a dragon bears.
Bigger kind of bear.
Gonna need more bears.
So,
everyone does he just give you the bell, right?
Yes.
To summon flesh.
Yes.
Flesh,
which I have not used yet.
Me either.
Yeah,
I always forget that, like the horn to summon the ogres and
I still have that too.
Like,
yeah,
that's
I forgot.
Quite good. Use that either. I should use that at some point.
I'm gonna try to
Can they come
in
to you in here in the Shadowlands?
Are you truly asking me that question?
I don't know. Have you used it recently? Like, you said it was good.
I didn't even get it. People wrote in and told us to use the horn, and you guys are just carrying it around.
Okay. Oh, maybe we can use it against that Balthazar.
I doubt it. Oh, that's probably an Act 1 thing.
Oh.
I'm going to try it, though.
Can't traverse into Act 2.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll portal in. Maybe they have to be like endgame or something.
With an earshot.
Just go on your left and then they just portal in.
I suppose lore-wise it's confusing, but it wouldn't be that hard to just be like, if you're in a battle, it can summon these dudes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Off camera.
Maybe it will do a little portal so that it makes sense and they just kind of... It'd be funny if they just plop in from the sky to randomly like hit the battlefield and you don't know where they're going to be.
I would love that.
That would be nice. That'd
be cool.
That's what I'm pulling for the horn. Did you guys do any trials yet then? It sounds like, Jackie, you didn't. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did a trial before I found Balthazar, actually.
Oh,
gotcha.
This place is a maze. I'm very disoriented.
It is. Yeah, it is a maze.
What trial did you do first, Jackie?
I did the stealth trial.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
What'd you think?
That's not the one that Alan did.
No, I did do that one.
I think you did them all. Because that's like the first one. I feel like Alan said he did all the trials.
Yeah.
I did do all the trials, but it's the first one.
It is the first
one. Off one after you meet Balthazar and he sends you off on like a,
right,
hey, clear the path for me mission. That's not very missionary. It's just like, just go out there.
Uh-huh. Continue the game. Okay.
Continue the game. Goodbye. Yeah, yeah.
And, would you like to fight me or continue the game? I'll continue the game. Shadowheart disapproves. What the fuck?
Like, Shadowheart, this is your thing.
Yeah.
We're doing your thing.
Hey, my girl wants me to continue. Disapprove. She's probably like, you're such a... I knew that was the right move, but you're such a cuck out there. God damn it.
Like, what? I'm making that emo bitch cut herself every time.
Yeah, right?
Do one of these trials. Yeah. I'm just like...
She loves it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she loves it. She literally went into this. She wanted to talk to me privately to say, this is everything I ever wanted. Which you also... I wish it was a dialogue that's like... Do you remember all the... minor epiphanies you've had over the past few days about this religion? You know, the little questions you've asked yourself about why didn't she protect those people? Why won't she protect me earlier? Why are they attacking me? No, you're right. Go ahead. Cut yourself. Let's do the trials. This is definitely the way to go. Don't look any deeper inside yourself. Just proceed.
It's all fine.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. It seemed like it was part of her like, you know, journey and you know, thing, so it makes sense for her to become a just a seer.
Mm-hmm. yeah
juicy car.
What'd you guys think of the stealth trial? Was it easy because you told everyone to stay behind and you just ran your pale friend through, or was it hard, Alan, because you forgot to tell people to stay behind and you were taking a group of four through?
I think it was easy hard for me. Is that an answer? So you could go into the trial and start disarming stuff and just playing around before even cutting a hand.
Yes, you can,
which is what I did because I thought we're in the trial already. I didn't realize the lady with the bowl was like the, you know, the thing to kick the trial off. So the guys didn't pop up until after I had already did the whole thing, got to the end, and I was like, what? There's nothing here.
Oh my God.
So, and then I realized I was basically, am I done with the trial? Is this over? I go back, and I think that's when I realized that the Char with the bowl, you have to put your hand to kick the whole thing off. So and then good. The trial started, and I was like, what the fuck?
Outsmarting the game by not understanding the game. I love it.
I think this is, I think that's what, but I think it seems like Kaylee probably did this too, but it's honestly, I think, the best way to go. And then I just went by myself.
No, honestly, the best way to go. So I had done that in my first playthrough. I'd done the exact same thing. I was like, how do I turn this on? I just send Asterion through, found the key, like open up all the doors.
I lockpicked it.
So that's what I did this time. So I just this time was just like ungroup, Asterion, crouch, wait for the reds to go away, lockpick the final gate, done. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I think it was like a minute. It was like a speed run. It was great.
It was hard for me to, like, it took me. It was hard for me to see the circuits of the shadow things and like where they would go because of how the camera was and like the mini map. And I was like, I don't know where you are and where you're going. So it did take me a few tries, but I sent Shadowheart in. I'm going to make her do all the trials.
Just have her. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense though.
Yeah. You know, she did the lock picking just fine. Mm-hmm. And, it was fine.
It was fine.
What
the next
wants.
One was more of a pain in the ass.
I actually didn't get there.
Which one's the next one?
What's the next one?
The next one is the self-same trial.
Oh, that's fun.
It's so annoying.
It's the mimics here.
Yes.
You have to fight versions of yourself.
Yeah, this is what that is.
But like there's they hit you with the curse if you attack someone else's mimic.
Mm-hmm.
But like their mimics don't get that same curse.
Oh my god, what's happening? Oh,
yes. Shit.
This is it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the mimics can attack anybody, but you're only allowed to attack yourself.
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah. That's
until
bullshit.
Yourself is defeated, and then you're mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
But what about AoE? I wonder if AoE stuff.
It does.
Oh, that's very tricky. Damn. If you understood the whole concept. Yes. Yeah. That is way trickier than what I guess I just took the curse and I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah, I ended up just having to do that with one of them, but.
Oh wow.
Nah.
Yeah, they were pretty hard. I mean, they would kind of hit you and then like basically blink away
Yeah.
Billy, kind of annoying.
Billy, you haven't done this one yet?
I haven't.
I love getting
the little help.
So I haven't done it yet with this playthrough. Mm. Yeah, so I have more strategy now going in.
Yeah, I think I don't know if all the curses were different, but like a lot of my part, I think I basically went back to camp just to like,
yeah,
I didn't understand what was happening because I was like, my main character was encumbered.
Yes.
And I was like, I didn't pick anything up. And then my hit points were like halved. I'm pretty sure I was like, why do I have I don't remember how many hit points I had, but I was like, why do I have like the least amount of hit points in my party? This makes no sense. Like everyone's keeling over. I'm just going to go back to camp and take a nap. And that's basically what. And then that was fine. Everyone was fine after that. But
yes.
I probably could have used Shadow Hearts like something. I don't know.
Were you encumbered just because you were encumbered or was there a reason?
I wonder if it's like the strength.
Yeah,
it's
I was going to say your strength when must have been down, right?
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. I like the whatever. Yeah, the points for what you can hold like was way down. So after I rested, it like went back up.
Yes.
Yeah. But because I was like, I didn't pick any. I don't think I picked anything up between the fights.
If you get cursed from hitting someone else, it saps your strength.
It takes one happening? Off of every one of your skills.
Oh.
And so that's why your hit points are based on your constitution.
Yeah.
And so it's gotcha. All that's why it's also cutting that down. And so, yeah, that's yeah. And you're spot on with like the strength being what is involved in how much you can carry. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Totally tracks.
So annoying. Well,
yeah, I didn't get that to what was happening to us. We kind of muddled our way through that fight, I think.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
What's number three? The third try.
I haven't gotten there with this playthrough yet. I forget what it is. Oh, wait, no, I remember.
It's like a stepping stone thing, right?
Oh, right.
Yes.
But they're like invisible stepping stones.
Yes.
Oh, it's like is there Indiana Jones? You got to walk across.
Yeah. Is there a smart way to do this, Kaylee?
Yes.
That's basically. Yes, that's what it is. Yeah, I think. I don't know.
I think that's literally what it's called.
I think the first time I did this, like there was, you could see them briefly until you step onto them.
Oh, okay.
And so you have to like memorize.
There is a little map at the entrance where you cut yourself. There's a little map on the floor. So you can like try to remember that or like move the camera back and forth.
Do other players leave comments to highlight the trail that you can try to?
That would be nice.
Yeah, I wish
I was just getting flashbacks to like, what was the under area called in Elden Ring?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now I've got Zelda in my head and I can't.
I know.
But anyway.
But there was that like invisible walkway that you had to just go on.
Yeah. It's so clever the community would put notes and then you would be like, okay, I see that note.
Right.
And sometimes they were like, they wouldn't connect though. And you would like run towards the note and just fall.
Yes.
Right. Or you could drop the magic beans or what is it?
Right.
The little stones.
Pebbles.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 And then one of them, they were like, gargoyles. You remember the little hoppy gargoyles? And they like would fight you. And then I just remember like rolling right off because I tried to dodge one and I just like shot right off the bridge or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Oh, that's, yes, that brings back memories. Those gargoyles sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you were running a build that had like, you know, all kind of real arrows and stone weapons or, you know, steel weapons and stuff, and you could do nothing to those dudes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It took a while to realize also who were the other, like, there were the stone cats at like the end of some of those little dungeons. Oh. And it took a long time to realize you wanted like a bludgeon tool or something to actually.
It was like, I forget what it was called. Mm-hmm. It was like grave dog or warden or something.
Something
I
don't like
know.
That.
Mm.
Yeah. Those guys are really hard. I remember their like attack patterns are very erratic and like very, very punishing. Like,
Yeah.
Until you have a mimic, and then you're just like, mimic. And then they're like kiting everything, and you're sitting there thinking again and like going through your gear. And but anyway, I'm excited to do also the Indiana Jones trial in this one. Mm-hmm. So, what's the secret, though? It's look at the map. Is that the secret? Is that what you're saying?
Is that the smart play?
I think so. I think there's also something where you can try to remember it. I think it is visible until you step onto it.
Okay.
Is what I remember, but I could be wrong. So
I tried some things that didn't work. Some things that didn't work, which I thought could, like, okay, so the whole thing was like, oh, the darkness is like clouding all the stepping stones, right? So I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I have a scroll or something that helps me see in the dark.
Of course.
Yeah, that didn't do anything.
Okay.
So the seeing dark scroll that I had didn't do anything. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe we just need more light. And then I just like, I think I had a, I think I have a spell that like,
daylight
can, well, it adds light to an object.
Yeah.
Like until you rest or whatever. So I tried that. That didn't do anything. So I kind of just trialed and error the son of a bitch.
do you mean, Alan, that you like just walked out and then if you fell, do you just like respawn back at the start?
Yeah, well, there's if you went to the right, there's like you get dead if you go to that side and mess up. But on the left side, I found that like you just get transported back.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, on the right side there was like something that killed like a lot of your party if you messed up. I don't know if it's like a fall or some type of, I don't know what's over there.
That kind of rings a bell. Yeah.
But we'd get all transported, but like half of us dead. Just corpses like on
rings
the
bell. Okay, so stay left.
Stay,
this is also
noted,
a good spot to split your party up and not take everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One person.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yes, I did that.
I wonder if the druid could just fly across and then, and that's
maybe.
That.
Try it.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because
You've got like a crow, right?
Yeah, or a raven. Bird form, raven maybe. But yeah, I wonder totally if you just do flight and fly across.
I have a scroll. I have scroll of fly. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Oh, there you go.
Man,
flutter on over there, Shadowheart.
All these scrolls. Yeah,
it probably won't work, but we should try it.
I don't know. I could buy it. I think. I think I could see them putting that.
I could see that.
Yeah. If you can lockpick a door that needed, you know, like, I could see them putting in a. It feels very Zelda-y, right? Like, most things won't
like
work, but a
just
few
accomplish
things
the thing.
Can get around it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. However you do it.
Works. I'll try it out. I'm trying to think of, like, what would be the clever cheat for the mimics, though. There must be something that we're not thinking of that has like a, you know, a spell or a...
Alan and I made the same face.
what you don't wanna
thank you,
you want to do it the way I did it, Billy? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the one spell I can click instead, and it's like and you get the little trophy that's like thinking.
So the way that I did it, it didn't work perfectly, but it could probably be improved upon. So when you first go into that room, you have to pass a perception check to like observe that they are going to attack you.
Mm.
But if you pass that, you don't just blunder into the ambush.
Who there's are you, one of who them. Are you calling out there? Did you feel triggered by that, Alan?
No, I did that the first time. Dead party.
That's probably what happened.
So if you're smarter than that, then you can sneak around them. So if you perceive them, then you can sneak around. And there's at least one that you can get to. Like, I could get to Asterion's mimic without any of the other mimics seeing me. Asterion's and Lazel's. And I could blind their real persons up behind those persons and like sneak attack them at the same time. And that definitely helped because I could get the Asterion mimic down real fast. Because he was the one who, like, when I was just surprised by all of them, he just like total party kill. Just like done. I'm like, I'm not playing you correctly if this is what you're capable of.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, so. So there's some sneaking around you can do to like game the system a little bit.
But. Yeah, I feel like we should definitely like take notes of how the mimics fight. Like, how does a computer think we should be using our builds?
Yeah. My computer's way better at my build than I am. Or way better.
Usually.
Yeah. I wasn't like even sure. I was like, I can do that. What do you mean? Just like the mimic too.
Well,
just
someone who literally designed the game gave them their AI and was like, yeah, cool. If you have these things, you should do this, this, and that. And we're sitting here like fumbling around in the dark with someone else's toys, right? And we're like, owl bear. Wow, that's so cool. Claw. And, you know, like if they watched me play, they'd be like, wow. Anybody would think I'm an idiot because I am. But they would especially be like, you're not using all of your skills and you haven't put them in an Excel spreadsheet and understood how you can min-max the abilities to the fullest extent. And it's like, what are you talking about? But yeah. I mean, even in Elden Ring, right, where I was fully obsessed. I remember we all talked about when we first saw our mimics, we were like, they did things I didn't know you could do.
I know.
So
yeah,
I'm very excited to learn how to play the game in the second trial.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yay.
I have a second question. Trial, probably the literal halfway point in the game. It's like, we will show you how wrong you've been. I'm like, oh, okay.
What's your question?
Has anyone figured out what's up with all the fucking rats?
They bite you and give you a little. I was gonna ask.
Uh-huh. Anyone? Yeah. There's a ton of rats, and they're all in like conspicuous places. And that was one question I also had at some point.
Has anyone talked to them? I don't have any. Okay.
Okay.
I just have as a class ability. I have speak with animals.
Oh, nice.
So. All of the rats are one person.
What?
Yeah. They're all one consciousness of some guy who like turned to Char worship and like it was like a ritual gone wrong. And I don't know, he lives here now. He's very protective of it, and if you don't kill him, he will give you treasure. But I couldn't follow him. I like turned around and he was gone. So. There is treasure somewhere. And I do remember finding the place where this ritual happened. It's around if you explore, but it's not like it's absolutely a side quest and not incredible treasure. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting though.
Uh-huh.
It's all a spell went wrong and he became multiple rats.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's worse than just becoming one rat. Yeah. That's
you worse. Are now 300 rats.
Here. Congratulations. Rats. Like, that sucks. I'd rather just be one rat. But okay. So wait a minute. Which rat did you talk to in order to learn this? Because there's one of them that bit me, and then there was like a bunch of them kind of like around a statue. They look like they're up to something. I can't tell.
I was just like in a hallway somewhere.
This is the one by the waypoint, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah,
he bites you like every time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one bit me. I tried like whatever options I had as a monk, which were like animal handling and like nature. Those, like, I rolled both of those, like, thinking that it might give me more, you know, like, mm-hmm. insight into what it was. But I think you really just need to talk to them, like, mm-hmm. because I think it was mostly just like, they're very lively and in good health. And then, I don't know, I think the second one, I forget what the second one gave you. But then after I got through them, Shadowheart was like, stop fucking talking to Rap, let's go. Like, okay, fine. You know, that's basically what she was like. Okay, let's stop messing around with the rats, let's go. So yeah, no, I didn't get any further than that with the rats.
Okay.
Yeah, check your like potions or scrolls and see if you have any speak with animals stuff.
Yeah, I think probably do have a lot. All the scrolls. Is this the problem? It's like, I only really look at them during the fights, and even then, I'm not reading every description, so sometimes I forget what I have.
I definitely hoard them and then forget to use them.
Totally, yes. Totally. I'm always raiding bookcases, and I'm like, ooh. Uh-huh. Piece of scroll. Ooh, ooh. Piece of scroll. Yeah, so I have a lot.
Okay.
Who is that?
Someone's doing some car thieving. It's over. I guess they're already done. They were very fast.
Yeah, they were very fast thieves.
yeah. Any other little bits happen to you guys in this one that we didn't touch on?
Mm-hmm. Did anyone fight the Orthon?
Not yet.
No.
No.
I
didn't find it yet either.
I found him and got everyone killed. And that's when Shadowheart went down. I was like, oh, hang on. And I just like didn't go back that way again. I need to strategize a bit more. It's a tough fight. He has a lot of minions.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. And he does this thing where he just like throws, like he just like scatters bombs all over the place, but they're not set off yet. So his minions just run around and pick up the bombs and throw them at you. So I got to figure out a way. Like, maybe I'll just use dash and, like, run around and pick up all the bombs before the other people can get to it. I don't know. It's going to be rough.
I remember this fight from my first playthrough, and this is definitely the hardest fight that we've faced so far. Very, very hard. Prepare, save, quick save right before you start it, because you will return to that quick save many times.
And after every successful turn.
But there's some, it's, yeah. I wish I had better advice on how to, it's like, it's really about like, I don't know, if you can, you've got to control the masses, because there's a lot of enemies. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you can funnel them into an area, then you can pick them off one by one. But there's not an easy way to do that. It's like, I don't know. I can't remember. And there's like a couple critters in there that are designed to move your party into disparate locations around the battle map.
And so it's like, that like panther with the tentacles?
The displacer beast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I used Dimension Door to get away from that thing.
Smart. Smart. Because that thing blows. So
I haven't used that yet. I think Shadowheart
has fun. Uh-huh. Yeah,
it sounded like a great, like, I think one of the spells I was reading, I was like, oh, that actually sounds like it could be useful. Mm-hmm. I did see that guy, though, one of those roaming one of the halls at the Displacer Beast.
Yeah.
I looked at it and I was like, yeah, I'm going the other way.
Yeah, that's where the Orthon is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I think that was one of my questions, is where it was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
What is it?
I will check
it out.
What
does it look like?
Oh yeah, what is?
Like a big fat demon.
Okay.
Right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like a Dark Souls first boss kind of demon. Just a little fat dude with a big machete kind of thing.
Oh yeah, little demon souls.
Like a World of Warcraft raid boss.
I don't know that either.
Okay.
Sounds right. That sounds right. Yeah.
Just almost like if you close your eyes and you just go traditional fat demon thing, it looks like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. But he's got minions. What are the minions? Are they all the same or they're just all different? Like are they all the same creature or are they all like different creatures?
They are all, it's called a Maragon or something.
Yeah, something like that. I forget.
Yeah.
But they're all the same critter. It's like a tinier demon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
And they all have fire resistance. Yeah, like an
fire imp. And
poison? Poison? I think it's poison. So yeah. Don't try that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
Ooh, unless you have arsenic oil, I wonder if that works on them because it turns fire resistance into fire vulnerability. I just remembered that. That's so awesome.
A clever one. Okay, I'll try that.
I was also just thinking, what if you just did like water or ice spells? Does that do more damage?
I don't know.
If they're kind of fire creatures.
I don't think they're like fire elementals.
Oh, okay.
That
they just have a fire, like more like they're stone or something.
I think they're fleshy. But maybe they live in hell. Oh, I guess just like resistant to fire
because they're demons. I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's right.
That makes sense.
So like sacred light powers or I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what.
Mm-hmm. There is an arrow of fiend slaying. I only have one. But I used it and it was very effective. They are so the main guy, I think his class or type or whatever is fiend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay. Sounds right.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah.
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 I don't think I encountered that.
The arrows are super cool. I love getting special arrows.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that often. I have those. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. I really don't use them enough. I
kind of wait for special like moments and then forget because I waited too long and it's like, oh shit, what arrows do I have?
Right.
Yeah. I tend to like blow through them and I have to kind of remember to slow down and be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't waste this on like a little goblin.
Yeah, I used to I really like the Thunder Wave one because that one just pushes people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, especially if it's like if you're too far away to like do any like pushing off of ledges and they're close to a ledge or something. And
exactly.
I saw that during the dark dwarf fight. Mm-hmm. Someone used a thunder wave. Actually, that's what happened to me. Yeah, someone used a thunder wave. That's why that's why the guy fell into the lava or whatever.
Near.
Right.
Crazy.
So gonna be our homework is
do the trials.
Finish the trials.
Gotta do more than that though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happens right after? Like what would be the next, is it go back to Throm and see what's going on?
No, there's like
go
a lot
to Balthazar, right?
Oh right. Go back to Balthazar.
I don't even think
that
you have to go back to Balthazar. I think you just have to keep going.
Oh, that's true.
So you don't need to talk to him again?
No,
I don't think so. Okay. You're right, Kaylee. I think so. I think you get like Shadowheart says that she needs to find a special weapon in like a library somewhere down here.
Mm-hmm.
So do that. And then there's like some kind of portal in like a little swimming pool kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone would do all the stuff in that swimming pool.
Maybe like,
okay, go swimming. Got it.
Yeah. Go swimming.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Which I think after you do that, then Balthazar reappears. So maybe get to the next dialogue point with Balthazar.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep.
Yeah.
Get to Balthazar without going to Balthazar.
Yeah. Just keep going. Just keep going through the
okay.
The gauntlet.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Juicy, juicy, juicy cars. Woo, woo, woo.
Like juicy fruit.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish?
take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but though it don't need to be a horse farmer. Going, yeah, I'm going. Standard, standard, standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard, standard, standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Oh, she's coquettish. Deluxe edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look plastic jacket. Fake sword. Collector's racket, trophy hoard. Collected every single thing just to pop out all this digitally. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We'll go with standard, standard, standard dish. Why? Why? The store mode is my ocean's cookie dish.